Andrea Hernandez is a student at the University of Texas. As a high school student in Dallas, she studied math a lot and was proud of her skill in the subject. But when schools around the U.S. closed because of the COVID-19 pandemic in March 2020, students started learning by video link and on computers. Hernandez found it hard to make progress. By then, she was studying in a class called pre-calculus. After more than 1 year of learning by video link, she had to take a calculus test before starting school at the University of Texas. She did not do well. As a result, she had to start her college education in a lower-level math class. Hernandez got a top grade of A, but she told the Hechinger Report that she lost some belief in her math ability. Now, she looks at calculus questions and thinks, "I don't understand anything, I'll just sit there," she said, kind of lost. College professors around the country are saying there are many students like Hernandez. These students had trouble learning when the pandemic changed the way they experienced school. After 2 years, many students said they are less prepared for college than they hoped to be. Some say they have forgotten how to be students. Yuri Treisman is Hernandez's professor at the University of Texas. She told Hechinger Report that his students are making basic mistakes that he would not expect. About 25% did not pass his class in the autumn of 2021. Usually, he said, 5% failed a class. Treisman said it was hard to see so many students have problems. "Their failure is my failure," he said. He is also worried about his students whose families do not make a lot of money. They might not have the same ability to get extra help. The wealthy are concerned and nervous about the futures of their children, and they're investing heavily in ensuring their children have an advantage, he said. The professor said it is normal for students to come to the university with different skill levels, but they are usually able to catch up. During the last 2 years, it has been harder because students are distracted in different ways than in the past. For example, Hernandez's grandfather, who lived in Mexico, died of COVID-19. She learned about it in the middle of her computer math class. It became hard for her to think about school when family members were sick and others had financial problems. Another of Treisman's students had to drive into Texas from his home in Mexico to go to high school. When the pandemic closed schools, Halil Hamscho had to work from home in the border city of Matamoros, Mexico. At that point, Hamscho said his classes were not as good. He called them watered down. He still received good grades, but when it was time to take an exam before college, he did not get a good score. In college, he failed his first college calculus exam before forming a study group. After that, he received an A in Treisman's class. Kristen Patterson is an associate professor of genetics in the University of Texas. She said in past years, only 2 to 4% of students do not get through her class, but last year about 20% did not pass. Patterson said the university does not fully understand how the pandemic changed learning for students when they were in high school, but it is slowly getting more information. When students are able to work with a teacher in the classroom, she said, the teacher can judge a student's progress. When they are at home, that information is limited. In addition, some high schools permitted students to move on in their studies even with poor grades. When students came back to school, some did not have to take standardized tests that permitted teachers to find out how much they had learned. In 2021, for example, some states asked the U.S. Department of Education for permission to change or cancel the tests. Patterson at the University of Texas said some students did not understand the difference between the large meetings and small group discussions that form her class. Ed Vinnett said students' lack of preparation will continue. He works at an education research company called EAB. He said colleges must understand that a large number of incoming students have unfinished learning from high school. Many college officials report that the students they accept do not have lower grades than usual, but many have not mastered the subjects as well as students in past years. Over the last 2 years, the U.S. government has made billions of dollars of aid available for school systems across the country. Schools are expected to find out why students are having problems learning. This year, in New York City, the country's largest public school system, students are getting more tests than before, the Associated Press reports. Virginia's Fairfax County School District is using testing to provide more money to schools with lower test scores. AP reports Chicago is using a system that places importance on its students' grades and rates of COVID-19 and violent crime in their neighborhoods. In Boston, Lorena Rivera has two daughters who had trouble with math in the last 2 years. Her daughters would often start their work and then stop. "There was a lot of giving up. It was hard," she said. Early reports have been gathered from some of the biggest school districts in the country. They suggest that student groups which already face problems, including Black, Hispanic, and poor students, appear to be behind in greater numbers. But Treisman said lowering standards is not the answer. Sometimes he thinks he could make his classes easier. "The big risk," he said, "is that I give them a good grade and they're not prepared for what comes next." He commented that students could graduate from college and be unprepared for their jobs. Vineet said he worries that students who come from poor families or who are not white or who are the first in their families to go to college will have problems. "This is a rich gets richer situation in a poor stays poor situation," Vineet said. He said that would reverse what those like him have been trying to do for 20 years. Gisela Fields studies the data that comes from student tests in a large school district near Miami, Florida. She said 1 year will not be enough to correct all the problems. "The bottom line," she said, "is that we have such a loss that it will take some time."